Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. This is another edition of Retirement Income Solutions, where we invite you to listen, plan, and thrive. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsey, with your financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management. We're serving Middle Georgia, particularly Dublin, Macon, and surrounding areas. And if you'd like to check us out online, please go to completetheplan.com. Here's the phone number, too. We'll issue that a few times today. You may have questions and want to have a personal conversation with Bill or Daniel, so you can call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Let's say hello to Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, as
That's right.
Mr. Rogers used to say. And then today's show, we will answer a few of your mailbag questions as well. And gentlemen, that's the way we like to start off this program. So without further ado, if you are ready, let's get on the ball here.
Let's do it.
All right. Sam in Macon writes, I was always told that I'd be in a lower tax bracket in retirement and that I should be putting as much money into my 401k as possible. Now I'm retired and I'm not in a lower tax bracket and all my savings are going to be taxed as ordinary income. What went wrong here?
Well, Sam, you're not alone in your confusion here. This is a pretty common thing that we see. A lot of folks believed when they put money into their 401ks that when they got into retirement and started taking it out, they would be in a lower tax bracket, as you mentioned. But most of the time, that's just not what happens. So it's challenging once you get to retirement to do a whole lot about it. Now, if you retire prior to let's say you retire at age 60, and your IRAs you're not forced to take out until you're age 70. There are some things and strategies you can do, like delaying your Social Security and pulling small amounts out of the IRAs to help get down the amount you'll have to take for RMDs. If you can ever convert to a Roth in the 15% tax bracket, also something you should look into doing. So there are a couple of things that we help people do that are in your situation. One key thing I'll mention is if you are saving for retirement, you're out there listening, think about saving some monies in Roth IRAs or more tax-preferenced accounts instead of just putting everything into the 401, because you may be in the same situation as Sam here. So it's about having good diversification amongst asset classes, but also about tax planning, too, where to take income from when you get into retirement.
And well, let's hope that that is very helpful for you there, Sam, and thanks for writing in. We'll get to another mailbag as the program progresses today on Retirement Income Solutions. And if you have questions, feel free to call that number, 800-987-1443, for a future program. Now, our fact of the week. What do you have for me there, Mr. Danner?
A recent report from Adobe's Digital Price Index found that if all offline retail spending was online, there would be an aggregate $2.2 billion in savings for consumers. Holy cow.
That's
that
a lot
a
of
wake
money.
Up call.
A lot of money there.
I wonder if that's per year or just one-time savings, doesn't say, huh?
No, that's a one-time savings, yeah.
Wow, $2.2 billion.
$2.2 billion. Boy, that's got to tell us something about retail.
Yeah, a lot of markup, cut out the middleman.
Woo! No wonder some of the retail stocks are being hammered.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of job security if you're the middleman.
Sounds like we may be in for a rough road here unless something changes.
Okay. Well, maybe you're leading us right into our topic for this morning, a sense of urgency to get something done.
Whoa. Yeah, they ought to be having a sense of urgency.
And that's what we're going to talk about, some scenarios that might cause people to have a bit more sense of urgency. So I'll ask you, Daniel, what about the loss of a job?
Well, the loss of a job creates a unique challenge for someone that's younger, differently than if you're already in your 60s. Many people have saved in 401ks and tax-deferred accounts, and If you don't have an emergency fund set up, there's the urgency to have cash flow because obviously you need income. But when you have to take money out of 401ks, if you're not employed there, or IRAs, you're going to pay a tax penalty of at least 10% plus your ordinary income rate when you take money out prior to 59.5. So having an emergency fund is something so important that you need to have set up. 3 to 6 months worth of income is a general rule of thumb. But the key thing is to have it done ahead of time. After you lose the job, of course, there's the panic. Where am I going to have money? And then a lot of people fall back on the IRAs and end up paying a hefty tax price penalty for it. So better to have a sense of urgency ahead of time and set aside some monies in case that were to happen. So you have a lot better ability to avoid tax penalties.
And Bill, what about receiving an early retirement buyout offer?
That's an emotion that's hard to deal with because sometimes we're very elated about it and other times we're very scary about the future. But I would suggest that anybody that finds themselves in this situation, first they just stop. Don't make a rash decision. This is something that you don't want to do hastily. Hire yourself a professional. Sit down with somebody like ourselves and look at the options before you make those decisions because they're irreversible. Understanding what the payout options are, whether it be a lump sum or a pension, has to be figured into a lifetime plan. It's just not something you want to just arbitrarily do. So I'd say first stop, take a couple steps back, and look at all the options before you pull the trigger.
A sense of urgency in financial planning, a rapid approaching retirement date could be one.
When we speak at public seminars or do our classroom meetings for our clients, this is something that comes up pretty often is people generally do feel a sense of urgency to get everything in order right before retirement, as they should, because you're shifting from one phase of your life, which is accumulating wealth, to another phase, which is dispensing that wealth over the course of the rest of your lifetime, and it comes with a completely different set of unique challenges. We are strong advocates for having a written income plan, and we use something called a lifetime income blueprint that we talk about often. It is so important to have that done prior to retirement. But if you've waited around and you're already retired, you still need an income plan. It's never too late to put something into place. There should be a sense of urgency because people's number one fear is running out of money in retirement. And so the only way to verify that you're not going to is to have an income plan where you forecast it out, how much money you're going to spend with your budget, and take it into account things like inflation, taxes, health care costs, to make sure that you're not spending too much too soon in your retirement. And that gives people peace of mind, knowing that they can have income that'll last. The only way to know, though, is to go through the process of having an income plan, and we have a written process called the Lifetime Income Blueprint. So don't procrastinate. You should have a sense of urgency if you're getting close to your retirement date. Really, 10 years prior to retirement is the ideal time to start working on an income plan.
And Security First Asset Management is our retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors. So if you're getting close to retirement, you should have that sit-down discussion. And you can do that by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Talking about a sense of urgency, the death of a spouse is another.
Yes, it is. I'll go back to what I said earlier. We've had all opportunity many times in our practice to deal with the loss of a spouse from one of our clients. It just happened this past weekend, as a matter of fact. And that's a real sense of urgency. But it doesn't have to be. We try to educate our clients to get things in order and have a process, a checklist that they can follow to execute the things that need to be executed in a timely manner. But first and foremost, I would say, again, don't make hasty decisions. Be well informed, sit down with a professional, and make decisions that are in your best interest and not done in haste.
The last topic in our subject today here, the market crash.
Well, right now we're 9 years into a great run in the stock market, so most are not concerned about a market crash right now because times are good. And this is part of the issue with ourselves as humans. We tend to be overly optimistic when times are good and then panic when times are bad. Two extremes of the spectrum there. One thing I would encourage people to do is if they are within 10 years of retirement, if you've had significant growth in your portfolio, you really want to consider looking at the downside risk you're faced with when, not if, when the market has a major correction or we have a recession or bear market. How will that impact you? Many times when there have been good runs in the market, people's accounts get overweighted with equities because those stocks are going to grow faster than the bonds. And so if your allocations were originally 70% stocks and 30% bonds, you might have 80% stocks and 20% bonds as your allocations because of the growth that you've experienced. We believe in risk management, especially when it comes time to taking income from your portfolio. Now, if you're in your 20s or 30s and you've got a long time before retirement, you shouldn't be as concerned about a market crash. But if you're 10, 15 years away from retirement, it is something that you should be concerned about because it can really damage your retirement nest egg, and some people have to postpone retirement. We've been talking about the sense of urgency. We don't want you to have panic. It's okay to have a sense of urgency when it comes time to important things like your finances and income in retirement. We're passionate about making sure our community is well prepared for retirement. For that reason, we're offering to the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement a complimentary review. We'll look at your current situation. We'll make sure that you have an income plan in place. Most people do not. We'll sit down with you and go through our lifetime income blueprint process. Now, we've been coaching people on retirement planning for a long time, and we know how easy it is to procrastinate. We don't want you to panic at the last minute. Go ahead and give us a call today at 1-800-987-1443 so we can help you prepare so you feel confident about your retirement and so you can thrive throughout your retirement years. Again, the next 10 callers that call, we're going to give you a complimentary review of your situation and help you get a lifetime income blueprint in place. 1-800-987-1443. We look forward to hearing from you.
That number again is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Sense of urgency now leads to peace of mind later in your retirement. If you're one of the next 10 callers, to 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. With each of the scenarios we talked about just now, you're almost certainly going to be better off if you have your ducks in a row before the big event occurs. So stop procrastinating. Call 800-987-1443. Again, 800-987-1443. The number for Security First Asset Management. This is Retirement Income Solutions, and we've got more to come. Thanks for staying with us.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. We are glad you are with us. The number to call is 800-987-1443 to talk about your lifetime income blueprint with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. This is the part of the program we call Getting to Know You. And gentlemen, here is your weekly question. Other than something related to the financial world, what's a topic that you could give a one-hour presentation on without any preparation?
Well, let's see. That's a very interesting question. I could probably give a one-hour presentation on how to use recording software. I record music, and I've recorded other people and myself, and it's a fun thing to do. It's always an evolving technology, all the tools that are available. So I could certainly give a one-hour presentation on how to utilize recording software.
Yeah, how to adjust the sound for things like reverb or adding multiple voices, that type of thing. I'd love
lots
to listen
stuff
to that because I'm okay with like the first five buttons. After that, I've got to pick up a book, so I'm there. How about you, Bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, something that I was passionate about for many, many years and still enjoy reading about is personal goal setting. I've taught lots of classes over the years, especially to young people, about focusing on what they want to try to accomplish in life and giving them goals and helping them understand that how to really plan for their lives, how to set goals, how to visualize them, how to put them in writing, and how to evaluate where you are. So, yeah, I could probably spend an hour without even thinking about that.
That's good. That's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for sharing that. We now know you both just a little bit better with areas that are outside of financial planning. And this is Retirement Income Solutions.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
Glad you're here, hearing Retirement Income Solutions today. We're glad to be of service, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. My name is Steve Gramsci, and we are here with Security First Asset Management to give you a sense of urgency, as we've already talked about, to have your lifetime income blueprint made. And you'll be able to do that by calling the number 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Mailbag time once more. And this mailbag is coming to us from Tony in Warner Robins. And I believe this one will be for you, Bill. Tony writes, I've always handled my retirement planning without any professional help and seem to have done just fine. But is there anything important that somebody like me might be missing?
Tony, thanks for giving us a call. We do meet folks quite often that have done a great job accumulating their wealth and their retirement monies, but the piece that they're really missing is a comprehensive income plan. There's some theory out there, obviously, that we learn about and hear about, the withdrawal rates and percentage of withdrawal rates. What is the most likely safe percentage that we can withdraw from our assets? That's more of a theoretical approach to it. It's not as we'd like to say, predictable and reliable and sustainable. So I think if there's anything missing that we might be able to help you with, it would be understand why it's important to have a written income plan, not only to know what the income is going to be, but have a source or multiple sources that would provide us predictable, reliable, and sustainable income that we can adjust for inflation. So we don't disagree with some of the theory out there about withdrawal rates, but we certainly think it's important that we do some planning centered around let's have guaranteed streams of income or income that can be more predictable and reliable to meet our needs than taking a different approach that might be more costly in the future to us. So we appreciate you giving us a call. We can have a conversation to see if we can bring value to you and help you understand maybe some things that you're missing in your accumulation of assets and now retiring with those assets.
Thank you, Tony. Hopefully that's very helpful for you. Now, guys, let's chat a little bit about the time of year that we're getting into. It's near the end of the year now. We originally had certainly budget or financial planning goals at the beginning of every year, and now you get to what most of us call the fourth quarter, and we'll discuss some key financial matters here that retirees and pre-retirees should be focused on as we do this fourth quarter planning. And the first one I'd like you to address is evaluating our IRAs and or our Roth contribution options.
Yeah, this is really important. You want to make sure, if you're able to, make your annual contributions to your IRA and your Roth IRA. You know, you have until April 15th of the following year you can make a prior year contribution, but it's best to go ahead and get that done. Now, if you have a Roth IRA, we think it's important to always contribute to the Roth because it's tax-free. Once it's in there, it grows tax-free and it comes out tax-free. If you're under the age of 50, you can put $5,500 a year per person, if you're married, into a Roth IRA. Over the age of 50, it goes up to $6,500 per person. The benefits to doing so are instead of accumulating all your wealth inside of a 401k and then paying taxes on it, is you have some diversification and have some tax-free income. So it's important each year to try to max out those Roth IRAs. There are income phase-out levels when you start making a significant amount of income over $160,000 or above. There starts being a phase-out where you can't contribute to the Roth, but you want to make sure that you do that if you're able to.
Do you recommend that we look for opportunities for charitable donations to increase tax deductions as we close out the year?
Absolutely. Charitable donations, they benefit multiple people. They multiply the giver as well as the receiver, and they can be a source of reducing our taxes. So, yeah, we should look for ways to give our money. I think it's pretty well known that those that are charitable really have a much more balanced life, and especially those who give of themselves financially more so than others. I think it's pretty common. There are some strategies you can utilize if you're over age 70 and a half as well out there, where you have to take a required minimum distribution from your assets. You can do a direct charitable donation to the charity of your choice if you're over age 70 and a half. It's called a qualified charitable donation, and you can give that directly to the charity, satisfy your required minimum distribution, and not have to pay the taxes on that, and neither will the recipient, the charity. So there's some planning that could take place every year based on that. So if you're going to give charitable donations anyway, and you're over age 70 and a half, why not give it directly to them in the form of a required minimum distribution?
And don't forget, if this is something you need advice on and would like to talk to Bill or Daniel or any of the team at Security First Asset Management, make that call to 800-987-1443. Now, gentlemen, recently I took a small IRA and I converted it over to a Roth. And so I am going to get hit with some tax responsibility as this year closes out as I prepare to do my taxes. So I've actually been hoping that a few of my investments would go south and lose me some money so that I could, you know, I could balance out the tax burden. What do you think of that, offsetting gains with losses in your investments?
Well, you know, typically what you're going to want to do is if you have non-IRA assets, you can sell a stock that you've had gains in and you can sell. Now, you want to wait, until you've owned these over a year if they're not an IRA, so you'd pay capital gains rate. But your key is to have some stocks that are up and some that are down, and you can have what's called a wash sale and offset the gains with the losses. Now, what you're talking about with the Roth is you can have a loss on your assets. It's got to be outside of an IRA for you to have the loss and to help offset the tax burden. But I wouldn't try to do that. You generally want to have growth overall, you know, but if you do have some losing stocks that are down, you can take a loss and realize a loss to help offset that conversion when you converted from the IRA to the Roth.
That's called year-end tax harvesting.
That makes me feel better when it works out like that anyway. So I don't mind, because no matter what you have, nothing seems to always be gaining. There's always something that seems to be more volatile somewhere. So I've been
that's true.
It's my rationale. It's how I feel better in some of the losses. It balances out for me.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah. We're talking about fourth quarter planning today on Retirement Income Solutions. And how about getting updated estimates on retirement income streams like our social or our pension?
Well, it's good to know if we're not ready to retire yet and we're looking ahead at a few years, we got a target date in mind. It's always very good to annually take a look at what those calculations are going to be for your Social Security benefits and your pension if you're privileged to have one. But if you sit down and have a retirement income plan put in place, there'll be an annual review to see where you're on track, and you'll know where you are and know what you need to do if you need to increase your savings or take less risk in your portfolio if the market is starting to not cooperate with the growth cycle. So it's very important you take a look at these numbers as often as you can, but at least annually. Let's see what your projections are going to be based on the target date you've chosen to retire.
Hopefully everyone's thought of this type of planning, and that is to plan to be debt-free. If you don't already have a plan, you should schedule in the fourth quarter to make one, right?
Yes, you should. There's times that you're going to have debt in your life. If you have a mortgage, if you have an automobile, if you have student loans, those are generally justifiable debts. But credit card debt, unsecured debt in general, you want to wipe that out. They generally have higher interest rates. And so I have encouraged people before to pay off a credit card that had a 15% interest rate instead of saving and investing that money, because you will end up better off paying off that high interest rate sometimes first prior to contributing to a retirement savings plan, because you're paying out so much interest in those and sometimes fees in those credit card accounts. So it's so important to live and die by a budget. It's not that difficult. A good way to get started with it is to take a couple of months of bank statements or credit card statements and categorize your spending. Look and put an E beside all the essential spending that you have to have, an E. Then go down all the different statements and put a C beside the things that are conveniences that aren't essential, but they're very convenient to have. And these are going to be things that maybe they're a cell phone or something like that. And then put an L beside the luxury items, the things that are just really over the top. and see if you can get rid of some of those luxury items and convenience items in order to pay down your debt. And then it's okay to go back and up your lifestyle again. But it's so important to have the budget and to try to reduce your debt load.
That is really good advice, and I like that example you gave for people who can now take that information that we just heard and execute it right now. That was important. Thank you, man. Rebalance your portfolio to be sure that you're as diversified as you need to be. That is our last for this topic. What do you think?
We spoke earlier in the show today about the importance of evaluating your portfolios, especially in the type of market we're in now where the market is basically up for everyone. You may be out of balance. You may, like Daniel said earlier, you may be more in the 80 to even 90% range in equities and less than 10 to 20% in the bond side of it. So, yeah, every year we need to look at our portfolio and rebalance it so it's in line, not with a typical 70-30 mix or a 60-40 mix, but more in line with where you are in your planning for your retirement. So that your investments are aligning with your plan for retirement. That's important. Not overweighted, not overly aggressive, depending on where you are in the cycle. But if you're closer and closer you get to retirement, the less and less of those unknowns you want to be able to reduce, and so that you can better manage your future. So all of these things we've been talking about in the fourth quarter are essential, but they also need to be looked at throughout the year. And having a comprehensive plan in place, an income plan, a plan that can help you not only get to and through retirement, but thrive in retirement is essential. So as planners in this area, that's the area of income planning, that's what we specialize in. We invite our listeners today who have at least $100,000 that have accumulated for retirement. And if they're the next 10 callers, give us a call. The next 10 callers, give us a call for your comprehensive review, where we'll start discussing with you and put in place a lifetime income plan. So don't procrastinate, as we talked about earlier today. Take the time. It's an hour of your time to sit down with professionals like ourselves and help us help you understand where you are and help you get to where you want to go in retirement. And you can do that with a lifetime income blueprint plan, which we'll provide for you. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443. Again, that number is 1-800-987-1443. For your comprehensive review.
And Bill and Daniel also specialize in working with federal employees, and they can provide a complimentary federal employees benefit analysis as well if you choose. Call that number, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. As you plan for the fourth quarter, a number of things you can do on your own, but you may not be versed in evaluating your own IRA or deciding whether or not a Roth is something you need to check into. So you call Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and set that meeting for your lifetime income blueprint. Have the visit by making the call, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Do you know a strategy to offset gains and losses in your investments? Do you even know what's in your investments? Your percentages of bonds to stocks, your percentage of risk. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And don't forget, you can find us at CompleteThePlan.com and check out more yourself. Bill, Daniel, it's been another wonderful show. Thanks for all the information today. I'm so glad we share it every week.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. I enjoyed it.
Remember again, Retirement Income Solutions, with your opportunity right now to not procrastinate, don't put it off, and make the call before you do anything else today. We'll be there for you at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. For Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, I'm Steve Gramsci. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.